Ice Cubes Monolith. In the floppy disks.
Boom!
I don't quite remember them teaching me that in computer school.
Well, you didn't grow up in the hood, man. We do what we gotta.
Yo.
Bling, bling.
Anyway. Let's get things started.
Okay.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. I was quite getting into that tune, completely forgot that. Yes. It's the 11th of May 2006. Today we've got Planet Lave, and yes, Hacker Voice Radio, and so forth. How are you doing?
Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Not bad, just slightly distracted by all these fucking pictures that I have to, oh god, there's more. Just have to edit all this stuff so it's not like 20,000 billion gigabits of data to put up on the interweb. So, yeah. How's life?
Busy.
I heard your servers are getting very hot and sexy.
They are, they're sweating.
Yeah.
It's this fucking hot weather we've got going on. The service don't like it. And it's going to get worse, because what is it now, May?
Yeah.
Yes. You wait till June, July, when the heat really kicks in. We're in for a fucking weird year, I think.
Well, you know, as long as it's hot, I don't care.
I care.
Why do you care?
Because my servers will go...
Well, as I was saying to you before, buy some air conditioning.
I like fucking air conditioning. It's not enough. It's making the electric meter spin round like crazy at the minute.
Oh, dear. In your house?
No, this is at work.
Oh, you shouldn't give a fuck about the electricity, should you? You don't have to pay for it.
I shouldn't, but I do.
Weirdo.
I'm a good employee.
That's why you're getting fired. I'm sorry, but you're too good for this company.
Call Blimey Governor, you're fired.
Yes.
Innie.
I feel like a fucking sensor or something like that, putting all these black strips on people's faces. It's quite fun, actually.
You would like it.
I'm going to put them in weird places, so it looks like you've got a penis.
Who's that for?
I don't know.
He doesn't have a penis. I put a black strip in because you've got no cock. But now it looks like you've got one.
Yeah.
What?
I'll put it in weird places. Like somebody's cock going in somebody's ass. It's always fun.
Are you just censoring some porn you found?
No. This is totally 100%. 100% Brum picture action.
It wasn't from the late night session, was it?
Because
there's a lot of cocks about then.
A lot of foxes. Or cocks.
Cocks. Big cocks.
Big fat cocks. You know you love it. No, I don't. Yes, you do.
Love it. So what kind of crap have you seen on the interweb today?
What kind of crap? Well...
Yeah, we can talk about scat sites if you want.
Generally brown.
Or I can rephrase that. What kind of stuff?
What kind of shit?
Have you seen on the interweb today?
Quite nice shit. No, I'm joking. I haven't done too much web browsing on the internet. I've been busy working.
Good for you.
I got an email from LucasAid, who just wants to apologise. He hasn't been able to post the news for today. Said that it's been a family problem or something like that, so he won't be able to post it today.
Yeah. Cool, man. I hope everything's alright. And if it's not, I hope it's alright pretty soon.
Yeah. I've let him know, though, if he needs anything. Just to ask Planet.
Yeah.
Nah,
well, he's come through for us time and time again.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Sony,
seriously.
Yeah.
If there is anything we can do, just say.
Yeah.
The only real thing I've got news-wise is a couple
sausages.
Of days ago.
Yeah.
Sausages. A couple of days ago, there was a story on the BBC site.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe the delay on getting here. It's really weird.
Sorry.
Anyway, previously they say that Shell petrol garages in the UK, they're abandoning chip and PIN.
Yes.
Why? Why?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, actually, about how they got the exploit. Well, there was an exploit found that people were using the backward compatibility of the gayness of chip and PIN to actually get people's card information off the Stripe.
Was it yesterday or was it Tuesday when I wasn't on?
It was when you wasn't on.
Cool. That's why I bring it up, because I don't remember talking about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, always been against chip and PIN. It's a fucking stupid idea.
Yes.
Basically, Shell have now come out and said, oh crap, this has caused £1 million worth of fraud for our customers. So they're only upset because their customers are turning around to them and saying, fuck you guys, if I go to the Shell garage, I get ripped off. I can go to the BP palace. Yeah, it's a pair.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to get credit card fraud. So now the backlash has started. And chip and PIN fraud has hit Lloyd's TSB as well.
It's only a matter of time, isn't it, really?
It's a fucking stupid idea. And it's... I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah.
Fraud. Conventional fraud may be down because of the system, but crooks are still able to use cloned debit or credit cards in foreign ATMs. It's a fucking shit system that they forced you to have. Now the backlash has started. Oh, it's fucking delay. Now the backlash has started. Expect a lot more news stories like this in the near future. And I'm probably talking to myself. Am I? Oh, fuck it.
Hello. Hello.
Are you back, are you?
Yeah, sorry, mate. I had to,
have sex.
No, I had to jump out and do something very quickly. Sorry.
It's all right.
Were you just, like, not talking for the past 3 hours?
Yeah, I stopped talking.
Oh, right.
Basically.
Sorry, I totally fucking... I had to jump out of my seat, and I thought I won't disturb you because you were in a run on the, on your old credit card things. So, how's the, future of the chip and PIN thing looking?
How's it looking?
Yeah, are they... Have they said anything about, you know, upgrading service that, you know, that they've spent billions of pounds on?
No, they're pulling out.
Completely.
Shell are pulling out. Looks like Lloyd's TSB are pulling out. If they're not pulling out, then they're getting a lot of heat about it.
I think they already came, man. It's too late. If you get what I mean.
But, yeah.
Right. I don't know, man. It's too late to...
Are you downloading?
No. Why?
I'm getting like a 10-second delay.
Yeah, I'm getting...
Sometimes.
I'm using 100% of my CPU at the moment, so... I was just closing fucking the arse of a CPU-eating program, which is PaintShop Pro. I don't know why they have so fucking... Why it uses so much CPU space.
That's a surprise.
What's that?
I said that half hour ago.
What's that?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there.
Yes. You'll have random comments from me turn up in about half an hour. We're talking about Google and I'll go, fucking chip and pin.
Yeah, of course, Paul.
I said that ages back, I swear.
Yeah. So, yes, the whole internet thing, it's quite fucked up, isn't it? I can't wait for tomorrow's most going to be quite an interesting show. We've got Robert in tomorrow, and just going to have to get myself a bit prepared before it. If anyone has any questions, answers, whatever, just let us know, stick them in that thread, because it'd be quite interesting to talk to him about various things. I've got tons of questions to ask. I don't know if you have, but I'm sure it's going to be quite interesting to talk to a guy that was the first person ever to get owned by the police in the UK for computer crimes.
Too right.
Yeah.
So his sentence set up the Computer Misuse Act, didn't it?
That's right.
From the info you were giving out, so. Very cool story.
Apparently, Dell is moving away from its direct sales religion and working with a value-added resellers. Still, they'll never admit to it or make the channel formal program, says the analyst. But, yeah, it's true. Dell, obviously, like, they sell most of their stuff through resellers instead of through them, as it were, on their website. And it's quite interesting because they make out as if, oh, yeah, you buy it from us. You can't buy it in the shops, you wankers. Microsoft loves the Wii. The Washington Post has an article which VP Peter Moore says, Vice President Peter Moore says, that since PS3 is so expensive, gamers might as well get an Xbox 360 and a Wii for the cost over Sony console. From the article, Microsoft predicted on Tuesday that it will have 10 million Xbox 360s consoles in the market before Sony launches the PS3. The high-end Xbox 360 sells for $400, but it does not include a built-in high-definition TV DVD player. Comes with Sony's PS3. Sony plans to sell a premium PS3 model for $600. When it debuts in North America on November the 17th. And Nintendo has not disclosed pricing for Wii yet. On the last note, that mentioned speculation that Nintendo is aiming for $249 price point. So what do you think about this whole $600 PS3 price tag?
Very simple. Too pricey. Yeah. Fuck 'em. Yep. They've got to prove to the people on the street that it is worth buying.
Yeah.
They've got to come out with some real killer apps on launch day.
Yeah.
If they can't do that, why bother? Everything I've seen from their lineup, it just seems like bloody sequels.
Yeah.
You know, once again.
But it's a hardcore
new Metal
console.
Gear. Why is it hardcore?
Because it's like uber fast and...
Because it costs a lot.
No, it's just, it's like cell processors and all this crap and like very, very, very high spec console.
That's only as good as the shit you're going to run on it.
Yeah, you can run, I don't know, Linux on it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Are you absolutely, definitely sure?
Yeah, I heard from someone that it was going to come preloaded with a Linux operating system.
Are you so sure you're going to buy one on launch day?
No.
For full price.
Of course I'm not going to.
No.
I've never bought a console on launch day.
You could buy a much better PC to run Linux
for
a lot less money. Or the parts to build on.
Yeah, but it's a console at the end of the day. And it has a shiny logo.
And right.
Can't
wait.
Boomerang controller. What would you buy? Would you buy an Xbox or a PS3?
What, the 360 or the PS3?
Yeah.
Right now, the 360.
Nah.
Simple. I'm having to tear myself away from the game shop to stop buying the 360. PS3 isn't even out. You don't know what's going on until it's there in the shop. They make you all these promises.
Are you still there?
No.
Good. They make you all these promises when it's still a prototype. That doesn't mean shit. You can only judge it on what is being sold in the shops.
Yeah, but what if both consoles were out? Which one would you buy?
You've gone really quiet there, mate.
I said, what if both consoles were out? Which one would you buy?
Well, all I've got to base it on is the actual Xbox 360.
Yeah.
That's on the shelf. I know what the specifications of that are. And the PS3, which is not released. They keep changing the spec of it. So it's going to do this, it's going to do that, it's going to have all these Ethernet ports on the back, and then it hasn't. And that's cropped up in their latest design specs.
Yeah, you're right there, mate.
So right. I'd have to see a PS3.
Yeah, it's
and an Xbox 360.
You know what, yep. I really think that when the PS3 comes out, it's going to be like a draw factor moment. It really will be. You know, you got that with the, you got it with the 360, because it was just like, that's fucking awesome. But after a while, like, you know, 6 months down the line, that fades away so much. It's like, you see another Xbox 360 and you think, fuck it, it's just another Xbox 360. Whereas, I don't know, I guess it's like that with every new console. They do tend to provide a lot of hype.
Yep, it's all bollocks.
Yeah.
Judge it on what happens on launch day.
Yeah.
It's all very good having the latest console that can do all this shit, but if it's only got 2 games available for it, then that's all you can run on it.
Yeah.
Game 1 or game 2. So you're paying £500 or something like that for a console, and you've got what? Bloody Gran Turismo 4.
Yeah.
You know, Tekken 7 or whatever the bloody hell it's up to now. Metal Gear Solid 4 and things like that. That's all they're churning out. I'm not impressed. You gotta judge it on the day.
Yeah.
I've actually been watching a lot of the videos from E3.
Yeah.
You had a Microsoft presentation, a Nintendo one, and a Sony one. I've only seen bits of the Sony one so far. Seen the Nintendo one, seen the Microsoft one. I've got to tell you, 360, it still looks very sexy. And it's getting very tempting now.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm having to, like I said earlier, I'm having to tear myself away from the game shop. Because I'm so tempted just to give him a wad of money and say, fine, give me one. but 50 quid is still too much for a game. It's not right.
No, it is far, far too much.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part of it for that reason. I don't want to encourage those kind of prices.
Sure.
But the Nintendo Wii, it looks really, really cool.
Yeah?
There's a lot of stuff going on with it. Sorry?
I haven't seen it.
Well, if you go to Eurogamer.net,
yeah,
they've got a thing there called Eurogamer TV. They've got a couple of fellas over in Los Angeles that filmed all of these presentations from Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, where these guys, they're pimping out their products and their plans for the next year. You know, they're talking to the E3 audience, so they're talking to computer game journalists, basically, and they're saying, this is what you can expect in your industry for the next 12 months. Microsoft, they were basically bragging about the lead they had on the other two.
Yeah.
Saying, look, our next-gen console, it's already out. So by the time these guys launch, we'll have sold 10 million consoles. They just can't catch up and stuff like that. Obviously, it's all propaganda from each company's perspective. But Nintendo, they seem to show a lot of innovative products. Even with the weird hand controller thing that it's got, it looks good.
Yeah.
It's nice to see something just kind of break the mold a bit.
Should be interesting trying to wear that one out with the motion sensor and stuff like that.
Yeah, too, right? It's nice to see it shook up a bit.
Yeah.
So that the rest of the consoles are going, oh, here's your game controller. It's the same as any other game controller, pretty much. You got your thumb controls, you got your direction pad, you got your buttons there and your trigger things. Oh, great. But Nintendo, they've completely gone off the rails and said, well, let's go fucking nuts. Let's have a remote control in one hand and a weird thumbstick thing in the other. And if it works, that'll be really good because it's something so new that it will really draw people towards their product. But if it doesn't, and if it's a load of old bollocks, then
it's going to fall flat in its face.
Oh, yeah.
It does have a tits-up potential, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the same with any new product.
I think the developers would have to work really hard to write the games in just so that they take into account what the gameplay will be like, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to write in the game. People are really used to holding control in their hands. This thing will revolutionize input command systems, so the gameplay would have to be completely different. It would have a completely different feel to it. You know, the jumping up and down thing will just be completely different to players' intuitiveness, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. It'll either work really strongly for them or against them.
Yeah, let's just hope they have a really good team of developers. You know, if they don't, then it might go tits up.
Hmm. Looks like there's a lot of cool stuff they've got in the pipeline.
And
again, their
launch
day plans look strong.
When's the launch day?
They haven't said
yet.
And they haven't said the prices.
Looks good. I'm kidding. The XXX domain has been rejected. Faced with opposition from conservative groups and some pornography websites, lovely. The Internet Key Oversight Agency voted Wednesday to reject a proposal to create a red light district on the internet. From the article, in a split 9-5 board decision, the organization acted ruthlessly against its own provisional position in order to put an end to a crucially difficult controversial issue. The approval of .xxx top-level domain, the .xxx registry application, has been the focus of numerous political pressure on the ICANN for the past 6 months and was used at the point as political football in a wide tussle for power within the internet. It's interesting though, they have, to my delight, quashed the attempt to introduce the XXX domain, which is a good thing because the internet isn't really designed for pigeonholing of pornography. And yes, it's a good thing, I guess. What do you think, Planet?
I think it's a bad thing.
Why?
Because,
you want it all in one place, don't you?
No. I can find it wherever it is. I'm fine. But, imagine yourself as a parent.
Pregnant.
If all the filth is www.something.com. XXX,
yeah.
Then you at least stand a chance of filtering that out.
Yeah.
For your house. And I'm pretty sure there would have been a great big slew of products that say, we will filter out the XXX domain, just plug us into your router and there's no chance your kids can see filth ever again.
Yeah.
Accessing the web in your house.
But do you really think that the XXX domain will be actually used by porn sites, as in porn sites will, oh, there we go, we'll shift over to them?
I think if you force them to,
then
they've got no choice. Just like org is for like voluntary organisations and EDU is for education and stuff like that. If you start really cracking down on it.
But there's nothing to stop a commercial organisation registering a .edu domain.
There isn't.
Exactly.
But if you start cracking down on it and saying, look, if you're registering this kind of domain, we need proof that you're in that industry. Otherwise, you can't register it.
Okay.
If you're .com, we need proof that you're not porn. And if you are porn, we can revoke your domain registry. Something like that. That's what you need.
Hmm. I thought you'd be quite against blocking porn.
I'm against blocking it for people who don't want it. No, well, I'm for blocking it for people who don't want it.
Well, they can just not want it then. They can just not search for it. Porn doesn't just appear on your screen automatically. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? But they'd have to type in Kent in Google search or something like that. To search for it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, but it would take a lot of the arsake out of the administration of things like, I mean, as I said before, looking after your kids in your own house.
Yeah.
And let's take it a step further, the business environment. Set up your firewall. I don't want any responses from anything .xxx. Then you know none of your users are looking at filth. If all the filth is all .xxx domains. You can just fill that straight out and say, all that stuff, no. There's nothing good there. We don't want it during business hours. We don't want it during any hours on our dollar.
Hmm.
Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah, I see where you're going. I want to set up my own top-level domain. Don't know what I'd call it. I wonder how difficult it is or expensive it is to set up a top-level domain.
Wasn't there some story where you can set up custom ones or something weird like that?
I don't know. Quite interesting.
It might have been a while ago.
Because I know the .ck domain is quite fun.
What's that? .co.ck?
Yeah.
It says cock! Oh, the hours of fun.
That was in that television program or something like that. I've forgotten what it was called. Fucking hilarious shit. It's like
Nathan Barley.
Nathan Barley, that's it, yeah.
Oh.
I loved that program. It was so horrible.
You are dead to me.
I loved it for the fact that it was just so shit. But it was comical in its shitness.
How can that be a good thing?
I don't know. I just have a weird sense of comedy. He just looked like a prat, and he acted like a prat with his wasp phone. You back?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Hello.
Hello.
It's alright, I just turned the levels down while I lit a cigarette.
Okay.
I thought you had more good things to say about Nathan Barley, which I would disagree with.
No.
So I let them slide.
Was there a thing that I said that was good about Nathan Barley?
The fact that it was shit.
How's that a good thing? You've completely... Exactly. How can you completely baffled me? I said it was shit.
You said it was good because it was shit.
Oh yeah, it was good because it was like very funny and he was being a prat. And that's what I liked about it. I only watched it like 3-4 episodes and then I got bored. Why didn't you like it then?
Because it was a big pile of shit. Simple. Tuned in, hated it. Never watched it again.
If anyone else likes to comment about Nathan Barley, please write into radio@hackervoice.co.uk. We will not flame you. Nathan Barley Appreciation Society.
God help us.
Indeed. My computer's totally frozen, so I can't actually do anything.
What have you done to it?
I tried to open up Internet Explorer. No, sorry, Windows Explorer.
That's where you went wrong. You're taxing it too hard. Windows Explorer, man, that's going to use a lot of CPU time. A lot of memory.
Yeah.
Especially if you directed at your porn folder.
It was directed at my gay porn folder.
Uh-oh. That's not going to unfreeze for about 2 years.
No. Well, at least I can lock the computer. But I can't unlock it. You have killed your computer.
Please buy a new one.
Time to destruction. 10-. Be quite interesting if you could build a self-destruct device into the modern-day computers. If a user committed more than 3 mistakes, the computer would just simply explode. What do you think?
But that would lead to the deaths of millions.
Well, millions of useless people, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
You're giving them a chance. 3.
It's more than they deserve.
It's more than anyone deserves. 3 chances is far too much.
3 strikes, you're dead.
Yeah. I guess it'd be quite dangerous if somebody jumped in somebody's computer, quickly committed 2 failures, and then the user committed an extra one, and obviously died. I guess I haven't thought this out too much, actually. I need to rethink my plans.
It's all gone wrong.
Yeah. Actually, fuck him. Let's give him 3. If they die, it's their fault. Not mine.
Yeah.
Not mine, is it? It's kind of annoying when you don't have a computer to actually use. This one's completely
How are you
dead.
Recording this?
How
are you talking to me?
Because...
Without a computer.
Obviously, parts of it are still working, which is quite surprising. But the rest is totally fucked. So obviously it doesn't need a CPU to actually do all this processing. I'm guessing the stream's totally fucked.
Probably. No one's complaining, though.
Yeah.
No one in IRC has mentioned it yet, so no one's listening.
That's good. Don't want people listening.
Yeah.
This is, censored.
Beep.
This is
Video
a...
Sharon, beep!
This is a private radio station. For local people. Are you local?
No.
Have you seen V for Vendetta yet, mate?
No. First 3 day weekend I got since it was released.
Yeah.
Went down to the cinema, then stopped showing it. Motherfuckers. I've got to wait for it on DVD. I was really excited about that as well.
Oh, well. That sucks.
I was practically wetting my knickers. I missed it on the big screen. I'm not happy.
That's really going to suck when you have to watch it on a TV instead of a big screen.
Oh, I've got a pretty big TV. I'll get over it.
How big is it?
As big as my cock. 2 inch.
One of those 2 inch black and white jobbies.
Oh yeah. It's a tiny little CCTV job.
See, I don't even have a TV.
Yeah.
I use...
That'd work a lot better if I haven't actually been to your house and seen it.
You've never been to my house.
Shit.
That was not...
Who the hell did I stay with? I must have been drunk.
Yes, you were drunk. You were completely drunk and you were nowhere near a house. See, I...
What a weird dream.
You should have, you should have remembered to ask for the passphrase when you enter the house. So, I'd love to have a, one of those, what's it called? Transformer thingies. Fucking, what is it called? In Doctor Who.
Transformer thingies.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Give us a clue. It's in Doctor Who.
The spaceship.
We'll start with that.
The spaceship.
TARDIS.
TARDIS, yeah. If your house was...
fucking noob!
I've been working all day, mate. I'm tired.
TARDIS, come on, you're British.
All right,
you should know what a TARDIS is.
The retardis. you're such a retardis. Yeah, wouldn't it be fun to have one of those, but as your house?
Yes, it'd be ace.
Yeah. You could, like, totally, like...
Move through time and space.
Move through time and space, yeah, in the comfort of your own living room.
And pick up hot women.
Yeah.
Along the way.
Well, yeah.
Work for Doctor Who.
Yeah, I always thought he was gay.
Why?
It didn't do anything with any of them.
Not that it was on the screen at 7 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon on the BBC.
I would have totally, like, stopped time and just, you know, made the most of it.
I'm sure he did in between episodes.
Yeah.
He had him over the TARDIS console. Who's your daddy now, Ace?
He was a dirty little fucker, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't have been?
I don't know. That dog of his, he always had a fucking way about him, didn't he? Canine.
What, canine?
Yeah. You know he knew too much.
He's got it all filmed.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I guess when I watch Doctor Who, I always think about it in different ways.
Pervert.
It's quite a seedy program.
Now that it's back on the TV.
Yeah.
One of the adult channels.
Yeah.
Here in the UK. They've done kind of a rip-off of it.
Have they?
Yeah.
Why have I not seen this?
Because you're not as perverted as me.
Can you send
me
the...
You don't crawl the web looking for these things.
Can you send me the link? I'd love to see
it. I've only actually seen the site. I've not subscribed to this particular adult channel. Okay. So, fucking, it looks crap anyway. But it's called, get this, Doctor Screw, instead of Doctor Who. See what they did there?
Ooh.
Oh, it's
that's
so clever.
Fucking clever, man. I would have never thought of that.
It must have took a team of geniuses a year to come up with that.
1,000 geniuses and 1,000 million typewriters.
Forever. And that's the best they could come up with.
You know what's really disturbing? You know that flashlight I've got?
Flashlight or fleshlight?
Fleshlight. Flashlight, sorry, flashlight.
Flashlight.
Fleshlight.
Yes.
I was just taking a look at the in-between of my keys and my keyboard. God, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like living things. Yeah.
I suppose there aren't little people down there.
It's a whole colony of fucking creatures that piss me off by holding up the key when I want it to press it down.
They're revolting against you.
Yeah. They're revolting, that's for sure.
But the peasants are revolting.
Where's that from, Blackadder?
No, it's from my old history course.
Oh, right.
At school when I was about 9. The peasants are revolting. Of course they are, they live in shit. And so on.
What did you used to go to like a really posh school?
Do I sound like I went to a posh school?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, it's what odd.
You just put that that commoner's accent on for fun.
Yes. It's all a big scam. I went to Eton.
And you bought some cheer.
For an hour. Then I got kicked out. Gosh.
Yeah.
You're the one with a posh accent, man.
I don't have a posh accent. How dare you, sir?
So, I challenge you to fisticuffs.
Don't know where that really came from there, but he's saying that I've got a posh accent. I don't.
It's probably because your accent's posh.
Oh, okay.
You do sound very well spoken, though.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You should take that as a good thing.
Oh.
Yes.
I'll take
Us commoners have to put it on.
I'll take it and put it over there.
With my OBE.
Yes. Right. I think it might be time to close things off.
Yeah.
Before we get way out of control. Yes.
So what's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got a good old Robert coming in. I have a word with him. About, different things. See if we get some, Hello, Dark Nature.
Hello. I just got this free world dial-up communicator installed, but it doesn't seem to be working very well.
You sound good.
Yeah, you sound much better.
I think back to the drawing board.
Sorry? What did you say?
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can hear you really well.
Oh, it's... Oh, well, I've got about a 5 second delay.
Ah, yes, that's the,
I just installed,
What did you install? Obviously, whatever you install, you want to remove it.
I think you're right. I was trying to cure that sound problem.
Yeah. Well, you've definitely cured it, because we don't have a huge reverb now. But for some reason, you've got like a 5 second delay on everything that you say.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'll hang up and go back to the drawing board.
Okay. Draw some nude pictures of women. That'll entertain us.
Alright, speak to you tomorrow, dudes.
Cool.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Alright.
He just got it there. That's quite funny.
Tell me about the delay, because the audio quality is really good there.
Yeah. You know, give one, lose one. Hopefully we can sort out the free world dial-up thingy for him, because that worked out fine.
Sweet.
I think it's time for me to piss off to bed, actually. I'm fucking rat-ass. Anyway, I'll give everybody a goodbye kiss. Emails, radio@hackerboys.co.uk. Send us your naked pictures. See you tomorrow for the interview, and so forth and onwards.
And good night.
Goodbye.
Ta-ta. Yeah.